Chapter 16. The Tears. Prince Tristan tosses me the cleat and runs toward Rapunzel. He puts his arm around her and leads her to sit down by a tree. As soon as I manage to free myself, I join them. "I'm so sorry," I tell Rapunzel. "We'll fix this. We'll figure out a way." She sighs. "I can't believe I wasted so much time worrying about my hair, when now I can't see. It really puts the other stuff into perspective."
"That is so true," I say. "This doesn't change how I feel," Prince Tristan murmurs. "Rapunzel, I love you."
"You love me?" she repeats. "Are you sure?"
He murmurs yes and kisses both her hands. I turn away to give them a moment of privacy. Hey, where did Jonah go? I look around and spot him in the carriage rummaging in the food bag. How can he be hungry at a time like this? He finds what he's looking for and comes running back toward us. He's peeling an onion and crying and smiling. What in the world is he doing?
"I have an idea," he says. As the tears roll down his cheeks, he stands right above Rapunzel. One of his tears lands right on her forehead and slowly rolls down into her eye. Another one goes into the other eye. I'm too confused to tell him to stop. Then the craziest thing happens. Rapunzel blinks and blinks again. She jumps up and throws her arms around Jonah.
"I can see! My eyes are healed!"
"My tears were magic," Jonah says. "I knew it!"
"Huh? But why?" I wonder. "I thought Rapunzel's tears were the ones that were magic." Jonah is beaming.
"They were probably magic because of all the herbs the sorceress put in her soup. And since I ate all that stuff in the garden, I thought maybe I had magic tears, too."
We hear the Frau Monster groan, but she's barely struggling anymore. She seems to be giving up.
"I guess you did," I say. "Good thinking, Jonah.
Now, what should we do with Frau Gothel?" I wonder out loud.
"We should lock her in the tower. That would be a good revenge," Jonah says.
"We have a special tower for people like her," Prince Tristan says. "It's called jail."
"Can you at least turn me back into my normal self first?" Frau Gothel grumbles. "There are reversal herbs in my purse."
She nods toward her black purse that's now sitting beside a tree.
"The one I need is purple and looks like a sunflower."
"She'll definitely be easier to move around as a human," Prince Tristan says.
"Give me some reversal herbs, too," Jonah says. "Although, how cool would it be if I went to school blue?"
"Not cool," I inform him. I hurry over to the purse. It's overflowing with stuff, so I empty its contents on the ground. There are yellow and green seeds and some green plants. I see one that looks like purple sunflowers, but I hesitate. How do we know she's not lying? What if the purple sunflowers turn her into an even more giant Frau Monster? Prince dashes up behind me. He sniffs the herbs, and next thing I know, he scarfs down a mouthful of the yellow-green seeds.
"Oh no, Prince!" I cry. "What did you do?"
I wait for something horrible to happen. But instead, as I watch, the blue drains from his fur. Almost instantly, he is back to his regular brown color.
"Way to go, Prince!" I cheer, relieved.
Prince may not be the world's best listener, but he might still be a genius. Also, I'm glad he really likes pumpkin seeds and things that look like pumpkin seeds.
"Thanks a lot, stupid dog," Frau says, her tone snide. "Too bad you're not one of my pets. I'd know what to do with you."
Prince growls in her face.
Now that I know for sure that the yellow-green seeds are the reversal ones, I hand some to Jonah and some to the Frau Monster. Jonah quickly swallows the seeds and returns to his normal color. The Frau Monster does the same and turns back into a Frau person. Prince Tristan adjusts the spider web so that it accommodates Frau's new shape. I'll take her to the castle jail.
Wait, I say, realizing something. Jonah and I still need to find a way back to Smithville. And in our last fairy tale, we had to have a fairy create a portal for us. Frau Gothel isn't a fairy, but she can obviously do magical things.
Frau Gothel, I ask, could you make a portal home for us?
She snorts.
You expect me to help you? After everything you did to ruin my life?
I dig my shoe into the ground, avoiding her eyes. Is that a no?
I think you should reconsider, Prince Tristan tells Frau sternly. I might be willing to give you a lighter sentence if you cooperate.
Can I bring one of my animals to jail? She asks.
Which one? Prince Tristan asks. She smiles.
Nutmeg?
The giant spider?
No.
Maybe a small bird or a dog. Prince hides behind my leg.
Prince Tristan scratches Prince behind the ears.
Not this dog. Help them get home, and then we'll pick something.
Frau swings her weedy ponytail from side to side.
What are you looking for, exactly?
Something shimmery, I say. Usually we knock on it a few times, and it takes us home. We used a witch's cauldron once. She licks her lips.
My herbs are magical, not me. You should go back to my garden and knock on the soil. There's a lot of magic in there.
The garden, where the story of Rapunzel began. The prince lifts Frau Gothel up and places her on his horse.
You can take her horse, he tells us, and leave it at her house, he adds. But before I go,
Rapunzel?
Yes,
she asks hopefully.
I really do love you. That wasn't just something I said to make you feel better before. Come with me. We'll bring Frau Gothel to jail, and then after that, we can be together. We could get married. You'll move into my palace with me.
She hesitates.
But
you can help me give out the gems. We'll do it together. We'll live and work in the palace.
Rapunzel looks back at the tower and then at the prince.
No.
The prince's face falls.
No, you don't love me?
Is it because I'm short? Do you not want to marry me? She quickly shakes her head.
Oh, no, I do love you. I think you're the perfect height. I think you're sweet and adorable and brave. I meant, no, I don't want to hide away in your castle. I'm tired of being locked up. I want to explore. I want to find my parents. Will you search the world with me to find them?
The prince beams and pulls Rapunzel into a hug.
Of course I will. It can be a traveling honeymoon search party.
But what about your duties as prince? I ask, thinking of the kind mom with her baby daughter we met in line. Don't you have to stay home and give away gems to people?
What about Grumpin? Aren't you supposed to marry her? Aren't you supposed to be king?
The prince grows serious.
Today I realized something. I don't want to be king. Being king is a lot like being locked in a tower. My brother can marry Grumpin. My brother can be King Tristan the Sixth. Well, he can't be King Tristan since his name is Bartholomew, but he can be King Bartholomew the First. I want to travel the world with Rapunzel and help her find her parents. And I could still give out gems when I travel. But maybe instead of just handing out gems, I could teach the people to mine themselves. There are still a lot of sapphires and emeralds in the mountains.
That would be fantastic, Rapunzel says. We could teach the people to plant, too.
I learned a lot when I lived at Frau Gothel's. We'll teach them to grow their own food. Non-magical food, preferably. She hesitates. There is one more thing, though.
What? Anything for you, my love.
Abby told me that some people have concerts. They sing. I was wondering if you wanted to do something like that. I could sing my songs and you could play the flute. We could make music for people all over the kingdom. Wouldn't that be wonderful? What do you think?
I love it, the prince says with a laugh. We'll start a band. We'll leave tonight.
First, you just need to return the carriage we borrowed to the nice lady with the baby. She really helped us, I chime in.
Of course, says the prince. We'll give her enough gems to take her baby to college.
You guys have college here? I ask.
Definitely, Prince Tristan says. College is the name of a mountain resort by the lake.
Ah.
So what are you going to call your band? Jonah asks Rapunzel.
The prince smiles.
How about Pickles and Rapunzel? We all agree it's a great name.
Rapunzel wraps me in a hug. Thank you for everything. I'm so glad I let you into the tower.
Me too, I tell her. She looks into my eyes. If it wasn't for you, I would never have known the truth.
What truth?
She stands up straight.
That I am not just my hair.
I hug her hard. Rapunzel might not realize it, but she's taught me something too.
Good luck, I tell her. Jonah and I wave goodbye as Prince Tristan and Rapunzel climb into the black and white carriage. They drive off with Prince Tristan's horse dutifully carrying Frau Gothel behind them. Jonah and I ride Basil back to Spellington Lane. Jonah sits behind me and keeps his happily non-blue arms around my waist while Prince trots along beside us. When we get back to Frau Gothel's house, we climb off the horse and slip back through the blue gate into the garden.
You sure we shouldn't take some samples? Jonah asks me, looking around at all the herbs and fruits.
No samples, I say firmly.
He smirks. What about Cinnamon? Want to bring him to school for a spelling bee show and tell?
Ha, ha, ha. Definitely not. We're not bringing home any more pets, anyway. Do you want to do the knocking?
Sure, Jonah says.
He crouches down on his knees. He knocks on the ground once, twice, three times. The soil starts to swirl.
Whoa,
it's like a muddy whirlpool.
Here we go, I say.
Prince backs away.
Oh, no. Not again, Jonah says, biting his lip. Come on, Prince.
Prince growls and takes another step back.
No, no, no. Prince, we are going home, and you are coming with us. End of story.
I open my arms.
Come here.
Prince hesitates. Then he wags his tail, barks, and jumps right into my arms.
Good boy, I say as he licks my face.
Jonah stands up and takes my hand. Together, the three of us step down and through the portal.